the 2019 UK election has shaped up to be one of the most interesting elections in recent years. Boris Johnson from the Conservative Party is tipped to win the election by a majority of at least 75 seats, according to a BBC exit poll. The future of Brexit comes down to these final hours as the Conservative Party promises an end to Brexit by early 2020. The latest results at the time of air is Labour Party is on 202 seats, Scottish National Party on 48, and the Conservative Party is on 357 seats, well over the 326 they need for an absolute majority. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the result gives his government a mandate to implement its Brexit policies.
At this stage, it does look as though this One Nation Conservative government has been given a powerful new mandate.
Well, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn conceded the result, saying he won't lead the party in any future election campaigns.
I will not lead the party in any future general election campaign. I will discuss with our party to ensure there is a process now of reflection on this result and on the policies that the party will take going forward.
For more, Isabel Starr reports.
The 2019 early election polls suggest that Mr. Johnson will receive the largest majority vote for Conservatives in decades. This will provide the party with the power to go ahead with Brexit, although what type of plan this is remains to be seen. Dr. Rob Manwaring, senior lecturer in the College of Business, Government and Law at Flinders University, says the election is a once-in-a-generation election and will decide the result of the referendum from 2016.
This has been described as a once-in-a-generation election, and the main reason for that is that this looks to be the election that will finally decide what happens to the result of the 2016 EU referendum. So in 2016, Britons went to the polls to decide whether to stay or leave the European Union, and they've been bogged down in discussions, debates, and a paralysis, really, to try and work through what that means. And Boris Johnson went to the polls promising to get Brexit done. And the result here seems like it will inch closer to that decision point.
Dr. Matthew Jones, senior lecturer in politics and international relations at the University of Greenwich, says the extent of Boris Johnson's predicted victory is shocking and is due to Brexit plaguing the political conversation since 2016, pushing other issues, such as the National Health Service resource shortages, to the side.
This wasn't predicted by any of the polls. This is a real shock result, the extent of Boris Johnson's victory here. Ever since the referendum, which was about 3 years ago now, there's been very, very little progress. And I think for a lot of people, they just want it dealt with so they can move on. British politics has been characterised by Brexit to the cost of almost any other political issue. NHS has not been addressed. Housing has not been addressed. Education has not really been addressed. The only issue is Brexit. And I think for many people, they've had enough. They want it dealt with so the country can move on.
Dr. Jones says if the predicted Conservative win occurs, a series of complex trade deals will have to be made to secure a final Brexit outcome.
We're not too sure the actual shape Brexit will be, what's the final result here in terms of the Brexit package agreed to, but in terms of getting Brexit through the Houses of Parliament, that's now inevitable. Whereas prior to the election, as we saw, it wasn't guaranteed. Now it's pretty much guaranteed. So Brexit will happen. Brexit is more than simply just leaving the EU. That's probably the easy bit. What will come next is a series of trade deals, and they take a very long time to negotiate. So I envision a long series of negotiations which could drag out for a long time.
Dr. Manwaring says an outcome of this election could see Scottish independence become a reality.
One of the key things that I think will happen out of this election and what has inched dramatically closer will be Scottish independence. In Scotland, it looks like the Scottish National Party have won. They had about 35 seats. They looks like they're going to win about 50, 55, 56 seats, almost all the seats in Scotland. So the Scottish National Party, who are pro-Remained, have looked like they've had a very successful night under the popular leadership of Nicola Sturgeon. What I think that means is that they will be highly represented, but a vocal minority within the British Westminster Parliament. What I think will happen now is that because the Conservatives don't actually really need votes in Scotland, at least to secure a majority, I think that we will probably see relatively quickly a vote coming through on Scottish independence, which I actually think at this, my current reading would be, that would be quite close to securing this time round.
And that was Dr. Rob Manwaring, Senior Lecturer in the College of Business, Government and Law at Flinders University, ending that story by Isabel Starr.